有兩個方法嘅。
According to A.B. Simpson, there is looking for it and looking at it.
按照一個嘅神學家咧，佢又講到咧，係其中一個咧就係講到話我哋去期待一個嘅降臨，另外一個咧就係講到我哋去觀望去睇呢個嘅降臨。
We may regard it as a keen intellectual interest, and yet have it mean nothing to us personally.
我哋可能咧係對呢件事情咧係當作一個好似好頭腦上嘅一個有趣味嘅一樣嘢，而對我哋個人嚟講咧係冇乜意義嘅。
On the other hand, we may know little about theology involved in the subject, and still enjoy a deep longing for the Lord's appearing.
但另外一方面咧，我哋可能係對呢一個嘅事件咧，甚至喺神學方面所概括嘅範圍咧，我哋唔係知得好多，但係我哋係好熱切嘅去渴慕主嘅再嚟。
He illustrated it like a wedding. When a wedding occurs, the public looks at it, and the bride has been looking for it.
佢咧就用一個嘅例子嚟去舉例，就係講到咧，就好似一個嘅婚禮。其余的人呢就好像是在观望在等在看这件事情，但是对一个的新娘来说呢，她是热切的期待的婚礼。
The return of Christ is not only subject of our study but also our personal hope, because of unto those who are looking for him he shall be their salvation.
基督的再来呢不再是不是单止是一个我们在这里研读的一个的科目，但是呢是我们一个个人的盼望，也是对我们来说是我们期待的一样东西。
So we believers must look for it rather than looking at it as spectators.
所以我们信徒应该是期盼一件事情，而不是只好像一个旁观者在那里看，在那里观望一个事情。
The problem is that waiting is not so easy.
但个问题呢就是说这个等待呢有时又不是那么容易的。
Waiting and waiting and waiting.
在那裡等，在那裡等待，一路的等待。
In fact, we can say we are living in an age of the impatience.
而事實上呢，我們也可以說我們現在活在一個沒有耐性的世代。
We are easily got tired of.
我們很容易就覺得很煩悶。
People always say, then forget it.
有些人呢又就會說，欸，那就算了。
Let's just get out of this endless anticipation.
咁我哋不如就唔好再去谂呢啲，或者唔好再去等呢啲咁不无止境嘅一啲嘅等待啦。
In the book of Isaiah, God even asks, "Have you grown weary of me, O Israel? After sins of Israel has been named and their rebellion is declared."
喺以赛亚书嗰度，上帝甚至喺度问以色列，你是不是煩厭我呢？咁喺呢個咧，就喺當以色列嘅罪係列出嚟嘅時候，甚至係講到佢哋嗰個嘅不忠嘅事件嘅時候。
Bible tells it is one of the first signs that people has become morally weak and spiritually unhealthy。
而聖經咧就話俾我哋聽，當我哋係喺一個嘅道德上薄弱，或者我哋嘅靈性上是不健康的時候呢，這個就是其中一個最開始的一些顯示。
Yes, people show their weariness in their worships and service to God.
是的，很多時候我們人呢是對我們開始煩悶煩厭去崇拜或者 去服侍上帝。
We also feel this deep weariness lose both our longing for God and our relish for the things of God.
我哋都會係有依個嘅感覺，就係我哋開始好好攰，我哋唔想去再對上帝有依個嘅渴求，或者我哋已經對上帝嘅事情係冇咗個興趣。
Joyful obedience easily becomes a tedious labor. Prayer becomes a self-justifying yearning, and watching becomes empty bore.
一個喜樂嘅信服咧，好容易就變成一個好似好有負擔、好攰嘅一個嘅工作，而祈禱咧就變成一個自我喺度辯護嘅一個嘅渴求，而呢個警醒咧有時就會變成一個好悶嘅一樣嘅事情。
Then follows natural conclusion that probably Christ will never come, and my prayer will not be answered, and then probably there is no God.
如果係咁啦，跟住落嚟一個好自然嘅結論咧，就係話，哦，可能基督唔會再翻嚟噶啦，我個禱告都唔會被應允嘅，可能亦都冇依個根本冇上帝。
Jesus describes as anxious, turbulent, and tough time.
耶穌咧描述到咧，依個係一個係好有焦慮、好動盪、係好困難嘅一個嘅時刻。
Many listeners understood it as a prediction of the destruction of the temple.
咁有啲當時嘅聽嘅人咧，佢就明白咧，就係講可能依個係講到預言到聖殿嗰個嘅毀壞。
In Jesus' time, Jews are so proud of the temple.
喺依個耶穌嘅時候咧，嗰啲猶太人咧係好為到佢哋嗰個嘅聖殿嚟自豪嘅。
It took 46 years to build, and was built very large scale and in a beauty.
佢哋咧係用咗46年嘅時間嚟去建築個聖殿，而且係好大規模咁去建造，而且係十分之靚嘅。
However, Jesus warned the temple will be shattered out like a child playing with the building blocks.
但係咧，耶穌喺度警告就係話，嗰個嘅聖殿咧就會係碎裂，就好似嗰啲細佬哥玩積木咁樣。
Others understood it as a prediction of the end time.
咁有啲咧就認為咧，依個係講到末世嗰個嘅預言。
Either way, they asked, "How will we know when the kingdom is at hand?"
無論如何咧，佢哋都喺度問一個問題，就話我哋點知道依個國度幾時嚟咧
？Jesus never specified the date, but he said that things will be turbulent. There will be devastating floods, earthquakes, senseless wars, turmoil, famine, disasters, and political upheaval.
咁但係咧，耶穌就冇好清楚嘅講到嗰個日期，但係咧佢又講到就係話喺嗰個時候咧係會有動盪啦，又會有一個係好破壞性嘅一啲嘅水災啦，有地震，亦都有一啲係好多嘅戰爭，好多嘅混亂，有一個饑荒、災難，甚至一個嘅政治上嘅好多嘅動盪。
And also there will be a strong sense of dissatisfaction. He said that they may easily sense that.
而且咧，當喺嗰個時候咧，亦都有一個好強烈嘅一個唔滿足嘅感覺，而當時嘅人咧係好容易去感受到嘅。
But Jesus said it is not the end, as many people understood.
但耶穌亦都講到就話，依個未係最後嘅時間，好多人都係咁樣明白嘅。
He says even though those foreshadowing is rough and cause anxieties, it will be conquered by hope.
他說雖然這些先兆是很困難，也都是會帶來很多的焦慮，但是因為盼望是會克服這些一切的。
So it is a sign that the deliverance is near and rescue is at hand, and it would be better to hope for transformed future based on absolute conviction that God ultimately exercises authority over all creations and including the cosmos history.
所以咧係會有一個嘅徵兆咧，就係講一個嘅拯救就快嚟到啦，一個嘅救援咧好快就到噶啦。咁就係好啲嘅咧，就係我哋去盼望一個將來咧，係一個更新嘅將來咧，係基於我哋嗰個嘅確信，就係話上帝最後係會使用佢嗰個嘅權力去掌管一切一個宇宙。甚至係包括咗歷史嗰個嘅過程。
James F. K. puts it this way:
有一個嘅神學教授就咁樣話
：If the gospel is good news, it is not because it predicts a bright and shiny future based on our morality or piety。
佢話依個如果嗰個福音咧係一個好嘅消息咧，唔係因為佢係預言咗一個更美好的一個的將來，而是 基於我們那個的道德或者我們那個的虔誠。
The gospel is neither a cocoon that insulates us from the suffering of the present age, nor a pain of our earplugs that shut out the groaning of creation.
這個的福音呢，不是一個好像那個殘茧那樣去隔離了我們，去承受到一些的痛苦，或者亦都唔係一隻好似一對嘅耳塞咁樣，令到我哋咧係聽唔到一個嘅 萬物嘅呢個世界嗰個嘅呻吟。
The gospel is good news, not because it predicts the future based on our good behavior or other present trends.
有一個嘅福音咧，係一個好嘅消息咧，唔係因為佢係預言到將來係基於我哋係基於我哋嗰個嘅好行為或者係一啲嘅潮流嘅方向。
The gospel is good news because it's promised a future based on God's faithfulness to Jesus Christ.
而一個嘅福音係一個嘅好消息咧，係因為佢有對將來有一個嘅應許，係基於上帝對耶穌基督嗰個嘅信實。
Jesus promised.Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place.
耶稣有这样的应许就说，我实在的告诉你们，这个世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away.
天地都要废去，我的话却不能废去。
Now we wonder why Jesus put this problematic sentence before his promise.
咁所以喺度，我哋就喺度谂啦，点解耶稣会将一个嘅启示性嘅一个嘅说话咧，系喺佢讲佢一个嘅一个嘅末世嘅之前咧
？For Mark and Luke, this generation has already passed away. If this is predicting the end of the world and the final coming of the kingdom.
對馬可同埋路加嚟講，依、这個世代咧就已經係過去咗噶啦。依、这、一個係如果依個係講到係末世嗰個嘅預言。
But the kingdom of God, future and forever, fully realized and yet to come, has not come by the time of these writings.
但係上帝嘅國度，依、这個嘅將來，依、这個係我哋都承認係會嚟嘅一個嘅一樣嘢咧。是在寫書的日子的時候仍然都是未到的。
As a matter of fact, it has not even come by this morning.
而事實上來說，就算在今早的早上來說，這個時候仍然都是未到。
So what relevance could Luke's message have for us at Christmas time?
今天這個路加的一段的文章，一段的經文，就對我們來說，在一個的聖誕節的期間來說，有什麼的相關呢？
I mean, we should find out what this generation means when Jesus said, "This generation will not pass away."
咁所以咧，我谂我哋就应该去明白，就当耶稣讲话依个世代，佢特别系讲到话依个世代还没有过去嘅时候，系咩意思咧
？Is it generation in which the temple was destroyed?
系咪讲紧就系话依个圣殿被破毁嗰个时候嗰个世代咧？
Is a generation in which the Jews were destroyed by the Nazis?
是不是說到猶太人是被納粹黨所消滅的時候那個世代呢？
Is it a generation when people struggled for racial equality and the civil rights movement?
是不是說到人在掙扎爭取一個種族的和平、種族的平等或者民權運動這個時代呢？
Is it a generation when AIDS was rampant and the education was not fully satisfactory?
是不是讲紧一个嘅艾滋病系喺度蔓延，或者系教育根本系唔能够满足人嘅一个嘅世代咧
？Is the generation with hopeless heart, constant worry, groundless anxiety and divisions for survival?
亦都系咪讲紧就系话一个大家已经系冇盼望嘅，不断嘅喺度担忧嘅。有很多時的焦慮的，甚至是我們為了生存要分隔的，是不是講緊這個世代呢？
Maybe it covers all those generations.
可能是包括了所有這些世代。
We see even this generation appears to be falling in, and we see with our own eyes, nation against nation, flood, earthquakes, wars, family dysfunction.
所以我們看見呢，就是我哋親眼亦都睇見咧，就係我哋而家依個世代咧，就係有好多國攻打國，有依個嘅水災，有地震，有戰爭，有家庭嘅破壞。
In this midst of all these problems, we come to this Advent passage of hope.
但喺一啲嘅所有嘅困難、一啲嘅問題嘅當中咧，我哋就嚟到今日一個嘅將臨節嘅經文係一個。 帶有盼望的一段的經文。
Again, I can tell you that this is not the message of the gloom and doom or damnation and destruction.
我再一次呢就告訴你聽，就這個訊息呢不是講到一些很幽暗的訊息，或者一些是咒詛、一些破壞的訊息。
Rather, this is about holiness and grace, mercy and glory, and hope and peace.When and only when we recognize the signs and are waiting actively the arrival of Christ into this world.
就反而呢，一个是关于一个的完整的，一个恩典，有怜悯和荣耀的，有盼望和平安的，而只有是藉着我们能够是明白到，看到这些的先兆，亦都能够好主动嘅去等候基督嘅再嚟。
Only then we may realize the truth of the text。
只要系咁样嘅时候咧，我哋先系能够完全明白呢一段经文嗰个嘅真理。
To this scripture, like other apocalyptic literatures, was to encourage Christians under persecution, to offer them a word of hope and the confidence to survive, to stand upright.
就是今天这段的经文那里，好像其余一些启发性的文章一样，都是鼓励基督徒在一个的迫害的时候 去给我们一些的盼望的话语，也都是给我们有一个生存那个的信心，同埋能够是挺身。
To us who are living in the 21st century now, they resound in the certainty of hope that GodWho came 2,000 years ago is coming today and will continue to come to you and me as long as we are willing and prepared to accept him.
对我们今天是活在一个21世纪的人来讲，我们 是很认同，就是看到这个盼望是真实的，就是讲到上帝他在2000年前的时候来到，他是会今天来到我们当中，而且继续的会来到我们当中，在你和在我的生命当中，只要我们是愿意去准备自己去接受祂。
The birth of Jesus Christ inaugurates the kingdom of God, making whole out of our turbulent, aimless lives.
就耶稣基督的降生呢，就是开展了上帝的国度，是叫我们能够有完整，叫我们能够是脱离了我们那个的动荡和一个没有意义的生命。
So hold up your heads up high in the midst of this troubled world.
所以我们应该 是昂首在一个我们一个这么有问题的世界当中。
And stand up and lift your heads, for God still lives and dearly cares about us.
我们要挺身昂首，因为上帝仍然是活着，他是在这里关顾着我们的。
Yes, this advent waiting is more than just a wish.
就是一个将临节的期待呢，不是单止是一个的愿望。
It is an assurance, an expectation.
是一个的确据，亦都是我们一个的期盼。
This is an assurance of things to come, an active waiting for the future.
这个呢，是一个将要来的事情的确据，是一个叫我们去主动的去等待这个的将来。
It is time of active waiting and preparation for the Christ child.
这个是个时候呢，我们是很积极的去等待，也都是准备耶稣基督这个的婴孩。
And in this season, we celebrate the revealed Christ, past, present, and forever.
在一个的节期当中，我们是一同去庆祝，已经是显示给我们的基督，他是在过去、现在和永远。
Advent is about God who comes in mercy to comfort and renew that which is decayed and heal that which is unhealthy and to mend that which is broken.
将临节是讲到关于是上帝他是带着怜悯的来到我们当中，去安慰我们，去更新我们一些已经是腐朽的，他是医治我们，因为我们是不健康的，他 是医治那些是破碎的。
Surely God comes to offer a new life for that which is dead and to awaken that which is asleep.
是当然的，是上帝呢，他来到，他是去给我们一个已经是死了的，有一个新的生命， 亦都係叫我哋已經睡著嘅能夠醒起醒來。
So it is a message of the hope that is almost certain, as when the future is already processed in the pregnant woman.
所以依一個嘅有盼望嘅信息咧，係好確定嘅，就好似咧有一個一個嘅懷孕嘅婦人，佢嗰個嘅將來已經係喺個過程當中嘅。
The signs occur, changes begin to take place as the body of the pregnant woman changes in shape and size.
就佢好多嘅跡象咧，已經係發生緊嘅，就係依個嘅懷孕嘅婦人咧，佢。是在他的形體上，在他的尺碼上是不斷有改變，就好像他在他的身體裡面那個的，也都看到他身體裡面那個的改變。
No one can ignore the signs.
就沒有人可以看不到忽略這些的改變的。
They are signs of the end, but also signs of beginning of the new life.
就這些的跡象呢，也都是代表了他那個結尾那個的跡象，但也都是一個新的生命開始的一個跡象。
So we need to prepare for that which is to come, the birth of Jesus Christ and His second coming.
所以我們要準備好 去迎接一個將要來的，就是耶穌基督的誕生和他的再來。
That's the word we can hear from today's scripture in this first Sunday of the Advent.
這個就是我們在今天一個的經文，一個的將臨節的第一個的主日裡面，我們所聽到可以聽到的話語。
So hear the words of Jesus Christ.
所以我們就去聽一下耶穌基督的話語。
Do not be too occupied with the worries of this life, or you might not be ready when the kingdom comes.
就叫我們不要去這麼為到我們生命上的很多的擔憂來去佔據了我們的生命。如果是這樣的時候，我們可能當這個國度來的時候，我們就未準備好了。
For me, this message strikes me and my spirit harder more than ever.
對我來說，這一段的這個訊息是很衝擊到我和我那個靈的。
Worries, anxieties and concerns.
很多的擔憂，很多的焦慮，很多的掛心。
More than any time of the year, aren't we overburdened with the things of the getting ready for the year-end, church conference, preparation for Christmas, and remembering those who are less fortunate, and so on?
就很多時呢，我們在一個的時間比其餘的時間呢，是更多的很多的負擔的，就好像要為到一個年尾來作準備啦。有一個嘅我哋教會嘅周年大會，或者為依個聖誕節去準備，或者亦都要去紀念嗰啲係冇咁幸運嗰啲嘅人等等。
But Jesus wants us not to be too occupied with the burdens of this life.
但係耶穌咧，佢就提醒我哋就唔好咁為到我哋現在生命上嗰啲嘅負擔嚟去咁佔據住我哋。
Let Jesus wants us to be aware of having divided attention or wasting our time in ill use and of devoting ourselves to matters of less than ultimate importance.
而耶穌咧，佢係要我哋去意識到咧，我哋有一個分散嘅注意力，或者意識到咧，我哋就有時會浪費糟蹋咗啲時間，亦都意識到咧，我哋係專注咗我哋自己喺一啲唔係咁緊要嘅事情上。
Then he commands us to keep the purity of our heart and use our time wisely and devote ourselves to the will of God.
咁而佢咧就去表揚我哋，去提醒我哋咧係要維持住我哋嘅心係能夠清潔嘅，我哋能夠係有智慧嘅去用我哋嘅時間，同埋專注我哋自己係去完成上帝嗰個嘅旨意。
The furthermore, the final word about standing before the Son of Man.Can be both a threat and an assurance.
此外咧，喺最後嗰句嘅説話咧，就係講到話係要站立喺人子面前咧，一個咧係可能係一個嘅威脅，同埋或者係一個嘅確據。
We will be judged, but by the very one whom we believe died for our redemption.
我哋咧係會被嗰個我哋相信係。為我們的救贖而死的那位來去審判。
It will be an assurance for us who live this life according to God's standard and imitating Christ.
這個對於我們是活著，是藉著上帝那個的 標準同埋學校基督嚟去活著嘅嚟講咧，係一個嘅確據。
But it can be a threat to those who live this life only for their own sake and for their own convenience.
但對嗰啲咧係活著係只係為佢自己嘅，或者係為咗佢自己嘅方便嚟講咧，依一件事咧對佢哋嚟講係一個嘅威脅。
There is a story of the Fiorello LaGuardia who was mayor of New York during the Depression.
有一個故事咧，就係講到喺依個美國經濟大蕭條嘅時候，喺紐約嘅一個嘅市長。
He was a man of the character. Often he loaded the city fire trucks to look around the city, and often took entire orphanages to baseball games.
佢係咧一個係好有品格嘅人嚟嘅。咁佢好多時咧就坐喺嗰個嘅消防車嗰度，喺個城市嗰度周圍睇，然後有時咧佢就甚至去接咗一班嘅孤兒去一個嘅棒球賽入邊。
One winter night in 1935, Mayor LaGuardia turns up in the night coat and served the poorest ward in the city, dismissed the judge for the evening, and took off the bench himself.
在1935年嘅一個嘅冬天嘅晚上咧，一個嘅市長咧，佢就去到一個嘅夜間嘅法院嗰度。咁依一個法院咧，就係位置喺個城市當中最貧窮嗰個地區。咁佢就請嗰個嘅法官可以離開，咁然後佢自己咧就做咗個法官。
After he heard a few cases, a tattered old woman was brought before him.Accused of stealing a loaf of bread.
咁佢聽咗幾個個案之後咧，咁跟住咧就有一個衣衫褴褛一個年老嘅婦人咧，就帶到嚟佢嘅面前嗰度。咁啊被控訴咧，佢係偷咗一條麵包。
She told LaGuardia that her daughter's husband had deserted her daughter, and she was sick, and her grandchildren were starving.
咁一個嘅婦人咧就話俾個市長聽。佢個女兒個丈夫咧就離開咗佢，而個女兒咧又病咗，咁所以咧佢嗰啲孫兒女咧就係實在係喺度飢餓緊。
But the shopkeeper from whom the bread was stolen insisted on pressing charges.
但係嗰個店主咧就係嗰個麵包係喺佢個店嗰度被偷嗰個店主咧，佢就堅持要告依個嘅婦人。
My store is in a very bad neighborhood, Your Honor.He said, she's got to be punished in order to teach other people a lesson.
他說我這個店舖呢在一 個, 是一個 很壞的一個的社區地位當中，在一個社區當中，法官啊，你一定要去審判這個人，要懲罰他，那可以呢教其餘的，讓其餘的人都學到一個的功課。
The mayor sighed.
那這個的市長呢就叹一口气。
He turned to the old woman and said, "I've got to punish you."
咁佢就对住一个嘅老妇人去讲，佢话我系需要惩罚你。
The law makes no exception. $10 or 10 days in jail.
佢话咧，喺法律上咧系唔应该有例外嘅，要罚你$10或者系入监10日。
But even as he spoke, LaGuardia was reaching into his pocket.And pulling out the $10 bill, here is woman's fine.
咁但系当佢一路讲嘅时候咧，佢就伸手入去自己个袋嗰度，然后就攞咗一张$10出嚟，然后佢就话啦：依个咧就系依个富人嗰个嘅罚金。
And furthermore, I'm going to fine everyone in this courtroom $0.50 for living in a city where the person has to steal bread so that the grandchildren can eat.
咁但系跟住咧，此外咧，我就要罚你哋所有。在这个法庭里面的每一个人，因为你是在一个城市当中要罚你们$5，因为你们在这个城市当中是容让一个人去要为了他那个孙儿女没东西吃而去 偷面包的。
Mr. Bailiff, collect the fines and give them to the dependent.
你这个庭警你过来吧，你就跟我收了这些罚金，然后就给了一个被控的人。
The following day, the New York Times reported that $47.50 was turned over to the bewildered old woman.
咁第日咧喺一個嘅紐約時報嗰度咧，就有一個嘅報導就講話，當日咧係有47.5咧就收咗，然後就俾咗一個好困惑嘅老婦人。
It was given by the red-faced store owner, some 70 petty criminals, people with traffic violations, and city policemen, and they all gave their mayor a standing ovation as they handed over their money.
這些錢是紅曬面的店主給的，亦都是有些微小的犯人，甚至是有些是有交通違例的人，甚至是有些城市的警察，他們都站在身來拍掌，對這個市長起身和拍掌，和交他們的罰金。
I believe that how it will be with God's word.
我相信這就好像在上帝的國裏面，應該就是這樣。
Just when it seems that all the hope is lost, goodness and mercy shall never win, the great judge will come to set things right.
就好像所有的盼望都沒有了，而所有的善良、一些憐憫都好像都是失落了，但是天上的一個大的偉大的審判官，他是會來到，會將事情弄回是正確的。
See, there is an advent promise for the nations of the world in perplexity and distress. Look up and lift up your head, because your redemption is drawing near.
所以我們看看這個就是將臨節的一個應許來的，就是給一個充滿著困惑和煩惱的一個世界，他就說到你們要當挺身昂首，因為你們得贖的日子近了。
Is it the news about the advent still making your heart inspiring, or it seems nothing to do with your heart?
就是這些將臨節的消息，會不會令到你的心再一次激動起來呢？還是你的心根本已經是無動於衷呢？
Many people fail the test because they want to get things from it, as if they want to get things from the church and from our relationships.
很多時候我們會能夠過到這個測驗，是因為我們很多時候是想從當中去拿一些的東西，或者我們是想從教會、想從關係當中去拿一些的東西。
They failed because of they are trying to limit God and God's time or abandon their faith.
我們是失敗，因為我們是嘗試去局限了神和上帝的時間，我們也是拋棄了我們的信仰。
They failed probably because they give up their identity as Christ's disciples too easily.
他們失敗，可能也是因為我們太早地放棄了我們作為基督門徒的身份。
Do you know that the Christian faith is not just a matter of what shall I gain, or it is not a matter of what must I give up to get the bigger or the more?
你知不知道我們基督徒的信仰的信心，就不是說我們能夠在當中拿到什麼，或者也不是說我要放棄什麼好，讓我能夠變得更大更多。
Rather, it's a matter of what must I give up to glorify God and God's name.
反而是說到我要放棄一些什麼，擺上一些什麼，來去榮耀上帝和榮耀上帝的名。
Yes, Christian faith is a matter of what God wants us to be and to do after accepting God's grace and salvation through Jesus Christ.
是的，我們基督徒的信仰，就是說到在我們接受上帝的恩典，祂的救恩之後，我們去繼續尋求，就是說上帝你要我作成一個什麼樣的人，以及你要我做些什麼。
As a believer, each of us should take the season of Advent very seriously as the waiting bride who look for the wedding, not looking at, with a great expectation.
我們作為信徒，我們應該是很嚴肅地去接待將臨節，而且我們是要作為好像一個等待的新娘一樣，是很期盼著這件事的來到，而且是有很大的期望的，而不是只是在旁觀看。
So in this season of Advent, I would like to command you, stand up and lift your heads in the midst of all the problems, hectic schedules, and worries, and through all these tedious processes.
所以我就鼓勵你在這個時候，我們能夠挺身昂首， 是就算在我们这一个多的问题当中，在这么多的很烦恼的时间表，很多的担忧，或者很多的烦恼的过程当中。
Because Christ is coming for us, for you and me.
因为上帝是会将会过来，是为了你，为了我。
The Lord is coming to free us from all the bandages and burdens of our life.
我们的主是会将会临到，是去释放我们，从我们的捆绑，从我们的负担当中去释放我们。
Amen.
Amen.